بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء إلى سعد بن عبادة رضي الله تعالى عنه فجاء بخبز وزيت فأكل، ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفطر عندكم الصائمون، وأكل طعامكم الأبرار، وصلت عليكم الملائكة. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم came to Sa'd bin Ubadah رضي الله تعالى. He visited Sa'd bin Ubadah رضي الله تعالى. So Sa'd bin Ubadah رضي الله تعالى brought for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم some bread and some olive oil. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم partook of this bread and olive oil, and then he made a dua. He said, أَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ. May righteous people eat your food. أَفْتَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ. May the fasting people, people who are fasting, may they make iftar by you. وَأَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ. And may pious people eat your food. وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And may the angels make dua and maghfirat for you. Three duas. So this is a masnoon dua, the dua that we should learn. And when we are guests at any person's home, our deen is so beautiful, so perfect, full of beautiful qualities, that when we eat at somebody's house, we must also give the person dua. And this is the dua. These three things mentioned. Aftara indakum sa'imun. May people who are fasting, sa'im, person who is fasting, sa'imun is plural. May people who are fasting make iftar by you. So in other words, you are making dua for the person that fasting people must open their fast by your place. You must entertain them. You must give them food. And the reason for this dua is, we mentioned yesterday, that if you give a fasting person something to open his fast with, you will also get a reward like him. Even though you may not have been fasting, but that person made iftar by you, you gave him something to eat. Imagine, you also getting reward, great rewards like him. The second thing, وَأَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ. May pious people eat food by you. Because when the food that they will consume goes into their bodies, becomes blood and then energy, then the pious person could do good deeds. He'll read namaz, he'll do some good acts of worship. So you too will get some reward because your food became the means of him doing good. Imagine giving food to a person who is impious, and now that food was used for some haram. Although you won't be responsible for that, but it is better that pious people eat your food, your money has been used in the correct way, that person will do ibadah, and you will also get reward for giving him the food to eat. And وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And may the angels make dua and maghfirat for you. So what a great dua this is to learn. أَفْتَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ وَأَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. May the angels make dua and maghfirat for you. And this is a dua for steadfastness on iman. Remember, angels only make dua for people of iman. The angels don't make dua for kufar or disbelievers. So in effect, it's such a beautiful dua that the angels are also making dua by Allah for you. And the duas of the angels are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to learn these duas. Simple. Aftara indakum sa'imun. May fasting people make iftar by you. Wa akala ta'amakum al-abrar. May pious people eat your food. And وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And let the angels make dua and maghfirat for you. سُبْحَانَكَ بِحَمْدِكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.